Rima Brown on 702.
Axed SABC Chief Operating Officer Chris Maruleng has confirmed to 702 that he will be appealing the findings by a disciplinary committee that found him guilty of gross negligence. He's also keen to appeal the decision by the board to fire him. The SABC board announced the termination of Maruleng's contract in a statement earlier this afternoon. Before we hear from the SABC board chairperson, Mr. Bongomusa Makatini, let's first hear Mr. Maruleng speak to my colleague Ray White on Bruce Whitfield's show.
Quite devastated, actually, Ray. It's quite a low point in my career because it's really led to a situation where the SABC has decided to accept the recommendations arising from a disciplinary committee of the SABC, which was held outside of the SABC. Even though, Ray, I do take note and I accept that the disciplinary committee was in a position to make the findings that they have, I am currently considering my options with, my legal advisors to basically ascertain what the next step is. I'm most likely at this stage going to appeal this decision to dismiss.
That was, of course, the former COO of the SABC, Mr. Chris Maruleng, speaking to my colleague Ray White earlier. Now, Mr. Makatini, as board chairperson, you heard there that Mr. Maruleng is saying he's considering his options, one of which is to appeal. Does he have the right to appeal, in your view, from a legal point of view?
Certainly. Anybody faced with what Mr. Maruleng is faced with, he has the right to appeal and take any other action that he may want to explore. But as a board, we had to consider the findings and the recommendations coming out of an independent disciplinary process, and as a board then we resolved to terminate the contract of employment with Chris with immediate effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you just remind our listeners, what was Mr. Maruleng charged of and what was he finally found guilty of?
Basically, that becomes part of the details between us and the former COO that I don't think it would be fair for us to put that out in the public domain. Suffice to say that there were four charges, and he was found guilty on three of the four, and that the board really had to consider all these findings and the recommendations and then resulted to a decision that the board made today.
Why is it difficult for the SABC to explain to the public why it is firing Mr. Maruleng? Surely it is in the public interest to know why you took this decision. My understanding was that he was found guilty of three charges related to gross negligence, breaching fiduciary duties as a director. And according to the disciplinary inquiry report, Mr. Maruleng was found guilty of breaching his fiduciary duties as director after writing a recommendation letter for former employee Marsha Mahlahlela, who had left the institution under a cloud of suspicion. Can you confirm if this is in fact the case?
There are issues of confidentiality between the employer and the employee, and the SABC would like to respect that.
But he's no longer your employee. You need to give the South African public an explanation why you fired your COO.
Like I said, that even if, though he's been we've separated with him, but as the SABC would like to respect issues of confidentiality, and it is then important for us to confirm that we have indeed terminated his contract of employment after we've reviewed and considered what was put in front of the board. Mm-hmm. And that's how far we want to go in giving details on the matter.
Now, the report states that Mr. Maruleng downplayed allegations of misconduct which Mahlahlela was facing before she resigned from the SABC, just before she was due to appear before a disciplinary committee. Maruleng was also found guilty of apparently irregularly appointing and paying an allowance to one Carmen Schneider for a period of 3 months for a position that did not exist in the SABC's corporate structure. Can you confirm those details for us as the basis which formed the board's decision to fire Mr. Maruleng?
The decision that the board took today was the outcome of an independent disciplinary process which came up with those findings and recommendations. And reality is, as the board, wouldn't really want to put the details of what has transpired in that discussion. And I think we've confirmed what we needed to confirm. And beyond that, I think we'll be contravening the confidentiality arrangements that are between us and our employees.
Now, in the meanwhile, we also know that Mr. Malawutsi, who headed up the public broadcaster's commercial enterprise, was suspended earlier this month. Can you confirm his suspension? And can you confirm when the matter will be concluded?
I beg your pardon, I missed the first part.
I want to ask, sir, it has also been reported that Mr. Malawutsi, who heads the public broadcaster's commercial enterprise, was suspended earlier this month. I wanted to know if you can confirm that on the record, and if so, when is the disciplinary process against him going to be finalized?
Certainly, I can confirm that he's been put on suspension while we're investigating the matter. What is important for me to communicate is the importance of consequence management. As the board, we have to do our best to restore order at the SABC and to make sure that we deal with irregularities and we deal with consequence management in a very decisive and consistent manner. And that's what we have done, and that's what we'll continue to do. We have embarked on the renewal and the rehabilitation process, which requires us to deal with all legacy issues and to deal with any current issue that may emerge that compromise what SABC should be doing from a governance perspective and adherence to our own policies.
Mr. Makatini,
irrespective of level and status of people.
Absolutely.
We have to be consistent in what we do.
A final question, Mr. Makatini. The SABC is insolvent. It said to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee it won't be able to pay salaries. Have you made any progress in convincing Treasury to extend a guarantee so that you are able to approach the banks for money? What is the situation with the financial stability of the SABC?
We can confirm that we will be able to pay salaries of our employees. For now, that's all what we are able to do. As for any other financial obligations that we have to make arrangements. But great progress as we've had on the government guarantee application, and the minister has worked very well with the executive team during the five past months, really, to put together a team made up of National Treasury, Department of Communications, and SABC to work together in finalizing that application on the government guarantee. So there's progress, and it's really looking positive.
Thank you very much. That was, of course, Mr. Bongo Musa Makatini, the SABC board chairperson, responding there and refusing to give details of the reasons for the axing of COO, former COO, should I say, of the SABC, Mr. Chris Maruleng.